Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3376BN. Today's date is June 11th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Hunter Biden Convicted, Nancy Pelosi January 6th Revealed. It's not what it seems. Draft Trump is five steps ahead. Let's talk about our health. It turns out the key to losing weight and keeping it off is not carbs or fat or even probiotic-rich foods. No, the end game of having healthy weight as well as more energy and long, healthy life comes down to a specific switch you can flip in your body to flush out unnecessary calories. Dr. Stephen Gundry is calling this caloric bypass. And by activating this specific process in your body, he has seen thousands, yes, thousands of people dramatically improve their health, even at age 50 and beyond. This includes losing weight, getting tons more energy, and returning to the good health they had in their youth once they simply addressed this one key to better health. Not only that, this is actually associated with improved digestion, strong feeling joints and muscles, smoother skin, and healthier lives, meaning it could be the key to a happy life. Dr. Stephen Gundry has lost 70 pounds himself using his research and has kept the weight off for over 20 years and counting. His digestive issues are gone, his health is fantastic, and he feels younger and healthier today than he did in his 40s. His video has been watched by over 20 million people to date, and you can watch and learn about it at thehealthyfat.com/X22. It's linked at the bottom of the video, but he'll teach you exactly how he has kept his weight off for free at thehealthyfat.com/X22. So just click on the link in the description below the video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are trying to convince the entire country that there isn't a two-tier justice system. See, we prosecuted Trump, we followed the rule of law, and Hunter Biden, he was prosecuted, and we followed the rule of law. And look, he was found guilty, he was convicted of a crime. And the people must believe us that there is no two-tier justice system. But think about it. Hunter Biden committed about 53 different crimes, and he had FARA violations, tax evasion, but they brought charges of the gun. Ask yourself why. Why would they bring charges only for that little checkbox that he checked off and lied on his form? Because this cannot then lead to Biden. And he's a first-time offender, and most likely he will probably get a slap on the wrist. I think one of the jurors already said, listen, I don't think you should go to prison for this. So once again, you can see that this isn't going to show that there isn't a two-tier justice system. It's going to show everyone that there is a two-tier justice system. Because think about all the other crimes. Think about everything that leads up to Biden himself. They didn't want to pursue that. And they left the 53 charges and all those crimes out. So think about this for a second. Think about what was just done in this trial. They brought up the laptop, and now, through court documents and through sworn testimony, the laptop is real. And everything on that laptop is real. And it all implicates who? Joe Biden. Think about what Comer just did. Comer, he referred criminal charges to the DOJ, and he set a time of 5 years. So when Trump is in the White House, they can still go after Jim Biden. They can still go after Hunter Biden. And eventually, Joe Biden. Now, think about it. Trump has been prepping for the 2024 election. He put a plan into place from the very, very beginning. If he's been planning for the 2024 election to wake the people up, to make the people see how these individuals are trying to destroy the entire country and the world, and he's been showing the people the criminal syndicate, do you think he's planning for after 2024? Absolutely. Think about all the things that have been set up right now so they can prosecute after the DOJ is clean, after the FBI is cleaned out, after everything has been clean. Because right now, with the way it stands, you cannot have a fair trial. So why would you want to prosecute anyone now? You wouldn't. You would want to wait. But what you can do is you can build up the evidence. You can document everything. And you could put everything into place. And I do believe that's exactly what is happening right now. And if you look at Nancy Pelosi, we know going back in time when Trump was being interviewed about January 6th, Trump continually mentioned that Nancy Pelosi rejected the National Guard over and over and over and over. Now, think about what was just released and why was this released right now? Number one, it shows that Trump actually authorized the National Guard and it actually gave Nancy Pelosi an out. So was this to benefit her? Yes, this was to benefit her. And I do believe this is why her daughter was doing a documentary. This way, they can release and leak these tapes to show that, oh no, Nancy Pelosi, she didn't even know what was going on. Oh, Nancy Pelosi, she's innocent in all of this. But think about what Trump has said, that they burned the emails, that she rejected the National Guard. Now, do you think anything's actually ever deleted? Absolutely not. I do believe Nancy Pelosi right now is trying to protect herself, trying to make it look like she had no knowledge of this whatsoever. And yes, it wasn't one person who did the whole thing. It was a team effort by the deep state players. And it looks like there are many, many other players that are implicated in all this. But I do believe she is trying to get an out with all this. But in the end, it's going to turn out that she is a liar and she always knew, and she actually rejected the National Guard, just like the mayor of D.C. rejected the National Guard. Remember, this was a coordinated effort. And I do believe what Nancy did was she had her daughter follow her around so she could present this evidence to make it look like she's innocent in all of this. But all of this is going to fail. Why? Because Trump is 5 steps ahead. He's 5 steps ahead of all of this. Remember, he was thinking way ahead for the 2024 election. He put everything into place to make sure that they couldn't send the election results when he wins back to the legislators. He removed that from the vice president. He was able to trap them into going all the way to the Supreme Court to get his taxes, which set a precedent where now we can go after anyone's taxes, their corporations, their foundations, you name it. And I do believe he wants to catch these people in lie after lie after lie, because when the proof comes out, it shows that they were covering up what they did. The cover-up always gets you. And I do believe this is what is actually happening. So everything that we see right now is not what it seems. And we can see that the deep state players wanted to stay away from Joe Biden. This is why they brought the charge. Actually, it wasn't that they brought the charge. Remember, they had a plea deal. And they got caught in it and they had to figure out how to get out of it. And they said, okay, we'll do the gun charge. We'll press charges. And eventually, you know, Hunter Biden will be slapped on the wrist and then we'll just pardon him. And they'll be like, nothing ever even happened. But again, think about what was introduced during the trial. The laptop. And it was proven that it was real. Remember, every little step is to actually take down the deep state players. And sometimes you need to do it in all different ways so people don't notice that it's actually have the deep state so they don't realize that it's happening. People, they might see it, but they might not put all the things together. Think about it. When Durham had his court trial, what did he introduce? He introduced Hillary Clinton. She paid for the dossier. She paid for the Alpha Bank hoax. Each one of these little things all add up in the end. And yes, if you're going to follow the rule of law, you got to get it in the court documents. And it has to show that, yes, these things absolutely happened. Because then you can use this later on. I do believe this is exactly what Trump and the Patriots are doing. Remember, yes, there are treasonous crimes. Yes, since there are treasonous crimes, the military takes care of those trials. But what about the other trials? What about those individuals that weren't involved in the overthrow of the United States government? Those are going to be civilian trials. So why not build up the evidence and get them on all of this? And I do believe this is exactly what's happening. And the other thing that's very interesting is that we know, and Trump has told us many, many times before, that war is coming. He sees it, even though nobody else did. And we can see it's going to happen out in Taiwan. It's happening out in the Middle East right now. It's happening out in Ukraine. And we can see that we're heading in that direction. And remember, the deep state, they've already mentioned that they want to automatically enroll people in the Selective Service when they reach 18. And I do believe they're now building the narrative that there's going to be a draft, but they're going to blame this on Trump. They're saying that Trump wants everyone to serve in the military. And the reason why they're doing this is they're trying to scare the young generation into saying, well, we don't want Trump. If he's going to make me serve in the military, I'm not going. I'm not going to be doing that. Absolutely not. But actually what's going to happen, the opposite's going to happen. Because as we approach war, you're going to hear the Biden administration say that we might have to institute the draft because we are heading towards war. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about John Fetterman and his wife, because they were in a fender bender. And it's very, very interesting. Now, once again, Fetterman was driving, which is kind of suspicious right off the bat. And since he was driving, he crashed his vehicle into the back of a Chevy Impala. And according to a preliminary investigation, the Chevy Traverse and Chevy Impala were both traveling west on I-70 when, for unknown reason, the Traverse struck the rear of the Impala. Now, a passenger in the Traverse and the operator of the Impala were transported by ambulance to War Memorial Hospital in West Virginia for treatment. John Fetterman suffered a bruised shoulder, and Fetterman and his wife were released from the hospital after treatment for minor injuries. No citation was issued whatsoever. So the question is, why was John Fetterman driving and what really happened? Because again, we know when Fetterman went into the hospital, he couldn't even function. He came out of the hospital as a conservative. I find that very, very odd. And he can speak perfectly well, and there's absolutely no problems with him anymore. So that's kind of odd, don't you think? I wonder what the deep state was trying to do. Were they trying to off him? To get rid of him? That seems kind of odd. But let's see how that all plays out in the end. Let's see if something else happens. Now, as we know, Hunter Biden, he was found guilty of all three felonies, faces up to 25 years in prison. And once again, remember, he lied on the form. He was taking drugs at the time. And basically, this is an open and shut case. Now, again, not really surprised that he's convicted because, again, what is the deep state trying to do? They're trying to show the country that, no, there is no two-tier justice system. Everything is done by the book, by the rule of law. But again, when you look at Hunter's case and you look at Trump's case, you can see the differences, and it's very, very clear. Now, Biden, he put out a statement to reinforce that there is no two-tier justice system. He said, also, as I said last week, I will accept the outcome of this case and will continue to respect the judicial process as Hunter considers an appeal. Jill and I will always be there for Hunter and the rest of our family. So again, he's just reinforcing that, hey, by the way, this is all on the up and up. So the question is, why did they only press charges relating to his weapon? Sean Davis put this out and said the following: the only reason Hunter Biden was even on trial for the gun crimes is because a lone federal judge called shenanigans on the insane global immunity deal that Joe Biden's prosecutor tried to slip through the system to protect the entire Biden crime family. Absolutely. And think about it. Wendell put this out and said, here are a list of 53 crimes of which the DOJ could have charged Hunter Biden. Instead, Joe Biden's DOJ only charged Hunter Biden for three minor crimes: two tax violations, one gun violation. So why wouldn't they charge him on violating FARA, other tax evasions, and everything else? Because that would be a major, major problem. And when you look at all these different laws that he broke, it is just absolutely unbelievable. And when you look at it, you can see who his accomplices are. Some of them are Joe Biden. They didn't want to touch that. But I do believe Greg Price pretty much just sums it all up. Hunter Biden's being convicted of firearm charge is the ultimate red herring of red herrings. The DOJ allowed the statute of limitations expire on his most serious tax charges, buried evidence of the Biden's foreign bribery allegations, and attempted to give Hunter a sweetheart deal with broad immunity. David Weiss wouldn't go after him on the serious tax charges or on FARA because all of that would lead back to the shady business dealings involving his father. Instead, they went after him for a much lesser charge where the evidence was way too insurmountable to ignore. So they can scream, nobody is above the law, when they put Trump in jail. And that's exactly what they're doing. So think about this. There were certain things that were introduced into evidence. Bernie Moreno responded to Greg Price and says the laptop is real. The corruption of the Biden family is real. Instead of bringing charges at the core of the Biden corruption, they chose to charge Hunter with something that didn't involve foreign dealings so they could insulate and protect the big guy. And that's absolutely true. They needed to insulate Joe Biden. But think about what was just introduced. Think about what's on the record now. The laptop is real. Now we know that Hillary Clinton paid for the dossier, paid for the Alpha Bank hoax. Obama was involved in this. We know the laptop is real. We know the 51 intelligence, former 51 intelligence officers, they lied. This wasn't Russian disinformation. So there was election interference. They were interfering in the election, trying to convince people of something that really didn't happen. And now all of it is true. Where do you think all this evidence is going to go? You think it's just going to disappear? Or is this evidence being prepared and ready for what Trump said going back a little bit in time, that when he comes into the White House, there's going to be a special counsel. They're going to use this evidence. Those crimes of Farah and everything else, they will be brought against Biden and Obama and Hillary Clinton and the rest. And once again, you can see Trump is thinking way, way ahead. He knows that you cannot have a fair trial now. He knows that it's way too corrupt. Why even attempt it? I mean, think about what they did to Trump on the local level. They brought people from the DOJ down to the local level to try him. They tried to get a global immunity plea deal for Hunter Biden until a judge saw this. So do you really think the DOJ is going to play fair? You think they're going to just go ahead and use blind justice to get Biden right now or Hunter on the other track? No, absolutely not. Actually, it's more like biased justice. And that's why you need to prepare for later on, because you need to clean it all out. You need to make sure that you have people following the actual law, where they don't care if it's Republican, Democrat, independent, makes no difference. They're following the law. Well, Trump, they put out a statement from his group, and it says the following. The trial has been nothing more than a distraction from the real crimes of the Biden crime family, which has raked in tens of millions of dollars from China, Russia, Ukraine. Crooked Joe Biden's reign over the Biden family's criminal empire is all coming to an end on November 5th. And never again will a Biden sell government access for personal profit. And he's absolutely right. Now, by the way, there was a fake statement that was put out, and it wasn't from Trump. And it looks like that Cat Turd said this isn't real. Then it looks like the Trump Organization said, no, this is a fake statement. So the one I just read, that is the real statement. Don Jr. put that one out. The other one that's floating around that starts off with many people have asked me to comment on the conviction, that one is fake. So once again, you could see there's fake news actually using it. Now they're not really retracting it. They're saying, oh, Trump deleted that first statement, and then he put out another statement. No, the first statement was fake from the very, very beginning. So once again, you can see the fake news is going to be the fake news. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and since we're talking about bringing the Biden family to justice after the election, because again, if you have a corrupt system right now and the criminal syndicate owns and runs the system, you're never going to have justice. If anyone is expecting justice, it's absolutely ridiculous. If you just think that you saw justice, this wasn't justice. This was something else. This was a distraction, like Trump says, because they didn't really want to bring Joe Biden into it. So they had to do something because they were caught in trying to get Hunter Biden off the hook. So basically, they had to shift tactics, and everyone was screaming two-tier justice system with all the cases that are being brought against Trump. So they said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're only going to charge him for the weapons, that he was on drugs. He lied on the form, and he will go to trial. He'll be convicted. And basically, maybe what will happen is the sentencing will just give him a slap on the wrist and or give him probation, and it won't be that bad. And we'll show everyone, look, see, there isn't a two-tier justice. And later on, what will happen, they'll either appeal, they'll probably lose that, and then Biden will just pardon him. So they know they're going to get off the hook, and it doesn't lead to the big guy whatsoever. But I do believe this is all being set up and prepared for after the 2024 election when we clean out the system. Catherine Herridge put this out, and this is very, very interesting. Backbone of special counsel gun case was Hunter Biden's laptop user data. pending CA tax case poses significant potential legal jeopardy for Hunter plus immediate family, calls him a lobbyist. References to Ukraine, China strongly suggest investigators exploring potential FARA violations. So yes, in the end, I do believe this is all going to be used against Joe Biden. And yes, they're going to look at all the other violations and all the other crimes, and the special prosecutor is going to use this against them. Have they escaped? Absolutely not. This is just collecting evidence for later on. Remember, the deep state players, they want Trump to come directly at them. If you notice, Trump is playing the long game. Think about the other presidents that went directly at the deep state players. They were either killed or wounded, and they pretty much stopped them. Trump knew that if he went after the deep state and went directly at them, they would basically destroy the country, most likely with a nuclear blast, and bring us to war, actually bring us to war. So he didn't want that to happen. So he said, you know something? We know there's an insurgency going on. We know Obama started this when he came into the White House. We need something to counter all of this. And that's where the counterinsurgency came. And that is the president, which is Trump, commander in chief, the military, which that was activated on January 6th, the completion of the insurrection against the president, which was Trump. And he needed the people. He needed the people on his side. He needed the people to agree with him with everything that he needs to do against the deep state players. And he needed to make sure that the majority of the people were with him, because he couldn't have riots. He couldn't have people out on the streets. Yes, he can handle the Antifa groups. He could handle the illegals on the streets, because again, these are the foot soldiers of the deep state players. The illegals, they invaded this country. If they attack this country, it's an attack from within. Antifa is very, very tiny, and those people could be rounded up. They would be considered a terrorist organization. Actually, I think Trump has already designated them as a terrorist organization. You see, if the people were not on his side and he didn't wake the people up, it would be a major, major problem, because the people with them would be on the street. He can't have the people on the street going and destroying things. He needed the people to be on his side, because everything that needs to be done, the people must say yes. And this is why, in the end, we do need the D's. I know people are like, oh, forget the D's. We need the D's because, again, this is America. The American people need to understand what the criminal syndicate is, how they've been lied to. And yes, the last part of this, of the Great Awakening, is to wake up the D's. And that's where we're headed now, with war and a crashing economy. Because in the end, once Trump has the majority, listen, if he doesn't have 4-6% or 4-10% of the people, that's okay. But he couldn't just have 40% of the people. He just couldn't have 60% of the people. He needed the majority of the people, at least 80-90%. And this only then leaves Antifa and the illegals, which makes it a lot easier to round up. It makes it a lot easier to go after them, because the people would be behind him, will actually be behind him. And this is why he had to take this long way around to convince the people. And again, he can't bring anyone to justice right now, because everyone is looking at the corrupt system. How can you bring anyone to justice if it's corrupt? It won't work. Like I said before, if the mafia controls a small town, they control the judge, the prosecutors, they control the news organizations, they control the police force. Do you really think they're going to prosecute any one of their own? Absolutely not. How do you prosecute someone in a small town if the mafia controls it all? You need an outside agency in a small town. That would be the FBI if they were all on the up and up. You would bring them in. They would prosecute. So what happens when you expand all this and you have the mafia? Let's just use the mafia as an example, which is the criminal syndicate. What happens when they are controlling the country? Do you think they're going to bring their own to justice? Do you think you can get justice? Absolutely not. So what do you got to do? You got to bring in an outside agency. Well, what agency do we have outside that can bring charges, that has its own court system? Can we use the FBI? No, they're corrupt. Can we use the DOJ? No, they're corrupt. The military. The military is the only way. They must follow their oath. They have their own criminal court. And if someone is treasonous against this country, well, that's the military. And that is where we're headed. Yes, there are going to be civilian trials. As soon as we clean out the DOJ, clean out the FBI, clean out all the other agencies, of course. But again, it had to be done this way to show the people and show how the deep state players, they actually don't abide by subpoenas, the rule of law, and everything else. Representative James Comer put this out and said, AG Garland has done more damage to the credibility of the Justice Department than Dr. Fauci did to the credibility of public health. I don't know about that. I think Fauci and Merrick Garland are pretty much up there. Actually, I think Fauci might even surpass them because Fauci killed a lot of people. Let me continue. If Merrick Garland wants to defy Congress, he will now face consequences. House GOP is moving forward this week to hold AG Garland accountable. Well, let's see what he does. Because again, they don't follow the rule of law. They feel like it doesn't apply to them. And they give you the whole political speak when the people are asking them questions. And again, they're going to push back every single time because, again, they don't want to follow the rule of law. And when you look at the border, you can see that Mayorkas does not want to follow the rule of law. Actually, what he's actually doing, he's actually bringing in the enemy into this country. They're foot soldiers. Town Hall put this out and said, and this is coming from Mayorkas, we have built safe mobility offices in Colombia, Ecuador, Guatemala, Costa Rica to reach people where they are so they don't have to take the perilous journey. So wait a minute. We have mobile offices where we're actually bringing people in. So let's see. What are those called? Oh, recruitment offices. That's right. So we have recruitment offices in all these countries saying, hey, we need deep state foot soldiers. You want to come to America? Don't worry. We're going to pay for that. We're going to bring you right in. And as long as you do what we say, we're going to pay you very, very nicely. So basically, he's letting everyone know, this is the translation, we're building our army inside this country. And we're actually set up recruiting agencies around the country, and we're flying them in. I mean, really think about this for a second. Ned Ryan put this out and said, this traitor is top of the list when we regain power. He can go hang out in Colombia for the rest of his life. But you can see, this is what they've been doing. But the people, they see it. They see exactly what the deep state players are doing. They're not falling for any of this. And when Trump said he wants to deport all these individuals, the swing voters are all for it. They are all for his plan to carry out the largest domestic deportation operation in American history. They have the support of the people. Now, if he didn't have the support of the people, how would this look? It wouldn't look too good. The optics would be absolutely terrible. But since he has the people, can this be done? Yes, 62% of registered voters said they support such a deportation effort. Even Democrats support it. And wait until there is some type of event. And it looks like that event is actually coming. We'll be talking about that in just a second. But what's very interesting is a CBS News journalist, she was dumbfounded by the polling, saying she cannot believe that people want to deport the illegals in this country. Steve Cortez put this out and said, watch CBS host Margaret Brennan be completely shocked and in denial about her own network's new poll that shows 62% of all Americans support a new government program to deport all illegal aliens in our country. What exactly do people think they're supporting? Well, these people came into this country illegally, or they were brought into this country illegally by the White House, by the deep state players. It's still illegal. They still have to follow the rule of law. They can't go around the rule of law. They still have to follow the rule of law. So they broke the law. Mayorkas is breaking the law every single day. And remember, Trump said, we can deport these people. I can use the military. Remember, it's an invasion. I do believe he can use the military because on January 6th, they had the insurrection. The military can actually operate on U.S. soil. But with this invasion, and when these individuals go from just an invasion to actually destroying the country from within, oh, yes, the military can be called up, and he can actually deputize local law enforcement to round these people up. Now, if you're going to try to find these people, how do you snuff them out? How do you bring them to where you want them to be to make it a lot easier to round them up. Well, you let the deep state do exactly what they're going to do. They're going to use them for chaos, and they're going to use them in multiple cities. Allow them to do this, because then you know it makes it a lot easier to find them all. And you'll be looking in Chicago and New York. You'll be looking at L.A. You'll be looking at all these different blue cities, and that's where they're going to be. Yes, they might be in some red cities. But again, that's when the operation is going to take place, where they're going to be all round up and they're going to be arrested very, very easily. Actually, think about it. Think about the president in El Salvador. He took the military onto the streets, and he went around and he rounded up the MS-13 gang members. I mean, think about how easy that was. And they put him into prison. And now El Salvador is safe. You don't think Trump can do the same exact thing? Absolutely. Very, very easily. And this is why the deep state players didn't want people to have weapons. Because they didn't want people protecting themselves from these individuals. Because you know what would happen with the American people? They would basically join arms, and they would say in certain neighborhoods, people that have weapons, no, back up. You're not coming in here. You're not doing it to our neighborhood. You're not doing it to our city block. And this is what they didn't want. They wanted the people to be scared. They wanted the people to fight them on the streets with their bare hands, with clubs. You see, the weapons give the people the upper hand. They didn't want the people to have the upper hand. They wanted a messy civil war. That's what they really wanted. And this is why Obama, from the very, very beginning, was trying to get the weapons away from the people. And this is why Biden has continued this, because we know that Obama is in the basement instructing Biden. And that's why I do believe Obama is going to be in focus very, very soon, because I don't think he wants to hand this off to anyone else. Remember, Biden wasn't his choice for president. It was supposed to be Kamala. He was supposed to be controlling Kamala because she's a moron. DEI, baby. She's a moron. So she's very, very easy to control. Biden's a little bit more stubborn. He doesn't always do what he's told to do. And Obama sometimes struggles with him. Kamala was going to be very, very easy. So Biden right now, yes, he's still following through on Obama's plan. And this is why Biden's ATF has launched its own crusade against Americans' right to self-defense. ATF's Engaged in Business rule reclassifies gun owners who occasionally sell a firearm as professional dealers, subjecting them to a web of complicated and burdensome regulations. So they want those people that sell one or two or three weapons, they want them to get a license. And this is how they're trying to stop all this. But again, this isn't going to work, like everything else isn't working for them. And you could see that they, at this point, they will not be able to get the weapons away from the people. That time has now passed. The people are awake. The people understand. And they see the crime. They see the rioting, especially when you go back to 2020. They see it now with all these freaks out there with Palestine. Same Antifa group. They just changed costumes. They see this. And people are afraid. Even the Jews now, who really don't like weapons, they're looking at the situation going, you know something? It might be time to buy a weapon. And you could see that people now are definitely changing. And every time they try to take the weapons away from the people, you know what people do? They buy more weapons. So this is going to be very, very difficult for them. And that time has now passed. And the people are taking back their power. And they won't be able to be pushed around. Now, again, we're not using the weapons to go out and hunt down these people. That is not our job. Protecting your family, yes, that is your job. And if people are threatening you, yes, you have the right to protect yourself. And you could see that the people around the globe, they are now changing. Out in Ireland, the first ever candidate for the Irish Freedom Party was elected to Dublin Council. And the Irish now are taking back their country. Just like every other country, those installed people now are being pushed out. And the people now are taking back control. Slowly but surely, the world is changing, and it will continue to change. And I could see that the deep state players, they are now struggling, because I do believe Trump is working with Putin, working with Netanyahu, working with Xi, and their mission is to basically obliterate the state-funded terrorist groups. And if you go back in time and you listen to Trump's speech, he's talked about state funding terrorists. And who was doing that? Oh, that was Obama, Hillary Clinton, and everyone else. And they are the ones who created these terrorist groups around the country, around the world, I should say. And this is why Biden is out there being instructed by everyone, you know, who's funding the terrorists, saying we need to stop Israel and we need to have a ceasefire. And this is why they're using the propaganda that children are dying, women are dying. Again, it's all propaganda to make you think that Israel's just coming in and willy-nilly just killing everyone. No, they're going after those people that kept these people hostage. They're going after the Hamas terrorists. And once again, you can see they are very, very desperate. And that's why the UN right now has created a ceasefire proposal and members have voted for it because they're doing whatever they possibly can to try to stop this. Because again, what is the mission of Netanyahu? It's to destroy the terrorist group. Now, once again, will Israel go along with this? Will Gaza, with the Hamas terrorists, go along with this? Let's see how this all plays out because I don't think the terrorist group is going to actually stay with it if they do agree to it. Because again, if they really wanted a ceasefire, they should have shown good faith. Hey, yeah, we took your people, but you know what? As good faith, we're going to let them go. Why didn't they do that? Think about that for a second. Now, the other thing that we see happening is we know that something's going to happen in Taiwan. And it looks like China is actually preparing for this. Now, I don't know if this is going to be an all-out war in Taiwan, but I do believe that China is going to make a move to actually take control of Taiwan. I don't think they want to hurt the infrastructure in Taiwan. I think what they want to do is they want to take control. And you can do that quite easily by actually infiltrating that country and taking control from the inside, almost like they're doing here. That's interesting. But the commander of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, Admiral Samuel Paparo, he has stated that the United States and allies in the region have established a strategy called Hellscape that would be used in the case of a Chinese invasion of Taiwan and would see the deployment of thousands of unmanned submarines and surface ships, as well as one-way attack drones alongside several classified capabilities that would strike the Chinese invasion fleet as soon as it began to head across the 100-mile straits towards Taiwan, hopefully giving the U.S. Taiwanese and allied militaries the time to mount a total defense of the island. So basically what they're saying is the U.S. is going to get involved in this war. And what happens when that happens? Well, it looks like this will start to get out of hand, just like every other war. And yes, you're going to see this escalate as time goes on, just like we're seeing out in North Korea, South Korea. We're starting to see things escalate there. OSINT Defender put this out and said, South Korea is reporting that an incident has occurred within the Korean Demilitarized Zone, DMZ, with warning shots being fired at a group of North Korean soldiers who briefly crossed the 38th parallel on Sunday and entered into South Korea. So we can see that something is happening between North Korea and South Korea. We know North Korea has been firing its missiles, and this is continually happening. So I do believe as we move forward, we're going to see all this ramp up. And remember how it started out in North Korea. They fired one missile, and then all of a sudden, they started to do many different things to provoke South Korea. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are working with Kim Jong-un. Because remember, Trump went down to North Korea. And if you go back a little bit further than that, Obama told Trump, listen, these are the two people you got to be careful of. General Flynn, well, that's because he knows where the bodies are buried. And Kim Jong-un, because Obama actually was going to have Kim Jong-un, but the deep state players, start World War III. So I do believe Obama was prepping Kim Jong-un and was going to use a false flag to convince the world that North Korea started a war. Trump countered all this by going to North Korea, walking across the DMZ, and having peace with Kim Jong-un. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are working with Kim Jong-un, just like Trump and the Patriots are working with Xi, with Putin, and Netanyahu. Again, what's happening? Well, the terrorists are being removed. Plus, you need control when the deep state is trying to bring us to war. Remember, they're following the 16-year plan. You need to make sure that these people on your side, you need to have control over the situation so we don't go to war. And I do believe that's exactly what Trump has done. Now, what's very interesting is that the fake news right now coming out of the Washington Post, they're making it seem like Trump is talking about mandatory military service. Now, think about this. Think about what they're doing right now. They are now projecting what they're going to do onto Trump because they don't want the young generation to vote for Trump as war approaches. So they're projecting what they're actually going to do. And when the young generation hears that Trump wants to actually have mandatory military service, they want the young generation to say, no, we're not voting for Trump because we're approaching war and he wants to put us in the military. So we're not going to vote for him, which means Biden, his administration, is going to do this. And he's the one who's going to mention that there's going to be a draft. This is going to backfire on them. Trump, he put this out and said the following. The fake news Washington Post came up with this ridiculous idea that Trump will call for mandatory military service. This is only a continuation of the 8-year failed attempt to damage me with the voters. The story is completely untrue. In fact, I have never thought of that idea. Only a degenerate former newspaper, which has lost 50% of its readers, would fabricate such a tale. Just another fake story, one of many, made up by the dead Washington Compost. And he's absolutely right, because we know we're approaching war. Trump has told us that war is coming, and we can see it's building every single day, which means they're going to have to draft the people. And yes, that announcement will be made. Think about it. The Dems, they're already laying the groundwork via automatic selective service registration. Representative Chrissy Houlihan, Democrat from Pennsylvania, sponsored the automatic registration language. And remember, people used to just go up and do it on their own. Now, anyone that reaches the age, they want to actually have them register automatically. Why? Because the military, you know, we are living in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as healthy foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries, yet shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to 3harmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, 3harmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description below. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at 3harmfulfoods.com/X22 or click the link in the description below. They don't have the recruits. They don't have the people. And if we're approaching war, what's going to happen? They're going to have to say, we need people. How do you get people? You're going to have a draft. This is going to work against them in the end. Because when the young generation realizes, wait a minute, you're implementing a draft? I thought Trump was supposed to do this, but I see you're actually really doing it. Trump's going to come out saying, I'm not going to do this. I can have peace. Well, there will be no one drafted into the military because I can have peace. I know all the players. What do you think the young generation is going to do? Actually, what do you think the country's going to do? They're going to want peace. That's exactly what they're going to want to do. They want peace, period. I mean, think about it. The people of this country, the parents especially, they are now pushing back on the deep state all over the place, especially when it comes to their children. And when you look at these drag shows and all these other things, and you look at the parents that are bringing their children, that is a very small, select group of individuals. The majority of the country, the majority of the parents that have children, they do not agree with this. And this is what the deep state does. They use the small majority of people that are doing this and they broadcast it out there to make you think that it is the majority. But I do believe the majority now realizes that what they've been doing isn't true. And yes, they put people in high positions to make you think that this is normal. Randy Weingarten put this out and said, what we know is that parents and communities don't want book bans. They don't want bans on history. They don't want attacks on vulnerable LGBTQ students. That's why we must work together to push back and defend our schools. First of all, curating books is not a book ban. They can always go to the store and get the book they wanted. So again, when you're curating the book to make it age appropriate, it's not banning a book. And this is where they try to confuse everyone. Just like you wouldn't have a porn book in elementary school. Why aren't those all throughout the library in elementary school? Because it's not age appropriate. So they were curated out, saying, okay, this shouldn't be in there. Plus, school should be used to teach our children the basics of math, science, English, etc. They don't need to know gender. They don't need to know LGBTQ. That's up to their parents. And actually, everyone's religion is different. So that's not the school's responsibility. Nikki Neely put this out and said, parents having legitimate concerns about graphic sexual books in their children's schools is not book banning. Parents want their children to receive an age-appropriate education. Parents also want their children to learn to read at a grade level instead of being subjected to the political agendas of teacher unions. Absolutely. And again, the parents, they have the final say what their children learn. Remember, our founding fathers, they wanted everything done on the local level. They didn't want a Department of Education. They didn't want a teacher union where everything is centralized at the top and they dictate what's going to happen. They wanted the community, the small community, to say, you know something? This is what we want our children to learn, because the community always knew best. And they didn't want it dictated from the top. And if you notice, the small community, the communities are going to the boards now saying, this is what we don't want. And of course, the board doesn't want to give the parents what they want. They are following an agenda. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know the deep state players are eventually going to push riots, chaos in America. Now, we're already seeing it with the Palestinian riots, and those are Antifa people dressed up as Palestinians. And we know that the deep state players, they're going to try to start a war. And again, how are they going to start a war? Well, again, it has to look like we're being attacked. It has to look like that an outside force has attacked the United States. And it looks like they're already building the narrative. This is coming out of the New York Post. Six Russian nationals. Now think about it. Russian nationals suspected to have terrorist ties to the Islamic State have been arrested in a coordinated sting operation spanning Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia. Now, that is very interesting. So, two ICE sources confirm they arrested six people who hail from Tajikistan over the last week after the FBI contacted the agency to warn it. Part of the investigation featured a wiretap which revealed one of the now arrested individuals was talking about bombs. So, wait a minute. These people are from Russia. They have ties to the Islamic State. And they were talking about bombing something here in this country. Now, that is very interesting. So right off the bat, who are they going to blame? They're going to blame Russia. If a bomb went off in this country, well, that means this country was attacked by Russia. Now, of course, Russia is going to deny it, saying we had nothing to do with this. But again, how did these people get in here? Oh, that's right. They came over the open borders. You think the people then are going to say close the borders? Now, you could see what they're doing here. They're planning to convince the people that we're heading towards war. And what are the people going to see? They're going to see that the open borders allowed this to happen. You think more and more people are going to say we need to close the borders? Yes, I do believe that's going to happen. But you could see they're already planning for something and they're building this up. And I do believe this is just the beginning. They stopped them. But I do believe we're going to see an attack on this country. Because again, to convince the people that we're going to war, you just can't say, hey, we're going to war. You want to go to war? No one's going to believe it. Just like with 9/11, they had to do something to bring us into Afghanistan. Just like with Pearl Harbor, they had to do something to bring us into World War II. If we're going to go to war, you have to attack the people. I don't mean physically attack them, but show them that there's an attack in this country. And you have to get the people afraid. You have to get the people scared of what is happening. And you have to have people stop thinking and saying, yes, let's go after these people. Now, I do believe that Trump, the Patriots, they're going to say, no, let's look at this for a second. Stop. Hold on. Let's think logically. Number one, if the borders were closed, we wouldn't have this problem. Number two, if we didn't have this weak resident, we wouldn't have this problem. We don't have to go to war. Now, of course, on the other side, Biden is going to be pushing war. The fake news most likely is going to be along with them pushing the war. We're going to have the rhinos pushing the war. Trump is going to be that guy saying we don't have to go to war. And I do believe they're going to be pushing this very, very hard. So I do believe we're going to see a physical attack, and it might be a bomb in this country. It might be a dirty nuke that they have to disarm, and people will be glued to their television sets watching the dirty nuke be disarmed by, you know, the military, National Guard, FBI, whoever is going to do it. Or you might see a missile being launched towards the United States, and it's shot down over the ocean. I do believe that's going to be followed up with some type of cyber attack in this country, because the only way to get people into war is to convince them that war is actually happening. Now, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they knew that the deep state players were going to follow this path. The deep state players, they were going to bring us to war because it's part of the 16-year plan. And I do believe Trump in the end is going to use this against them. So everything that they're going to try to do right now is going to backfire. But is it going to scare the people of this country? Absolutely. Is it going to wake a lot of people up, especially the D's? Absolutely. Because when you have nuclear war facing you when it's right in front of your face, yeah, you wake up pretty darn fast. But along the way, people are going to learn that everything that they've been told is a complete and utter lie. I mean, think about it. People are learning that COVID was a lie, that the vaccine was a lie, the elections were honest. That was a lie. Everyone now sees the fraud. Everyone now sees the election interference. Remember, just think of the laptop. They interfered in the election by doing that. Forget about all the other ballots and everything. That was election interference right now. So people, they're starting to realize that they've been lied to. The same thing's happening with January 6th. They've been lied to. There was an insurrection, but it was against the president of the United States. Remember, they didn't certify the election. The only way you have an insurrection is against the sitting president of the United States. Joe Biden was not the sitting president. Donald J. Trump was the sitting president. So they had the insurrection against him. Biden didn't come out and say, go home peacefully. No, it was Trump who said that because he was the president. They were doing it against him. That was the last signal that there was an insurrection, because they didn't leave, and he's talking to the deep state players. He wasn't talking to MAGA. They didn't leave. It's an insurrection. The military is then activated. That is the exception to the Posse Comitatus Act right there. And you could see that Nancy Pelosi, she knew eventually that she was going to need to cover up her story of what she actually did on January 6th. And I do believe this is why she had her daughter film everything that was going on. So this way she can produce the video back then to show, I knew nothing about it. I had no idea. See the video that I put out, while she burns all her texts, deletes all her emails and everything else. So think about it. All of a sudden we get this video of Nancy Pelosi. Does that make any sense? Why the release now? What's going on? Think about this for a second. So, of course, Nancy Pelosi, she goes on to MSNBC. She dismisses the explosive new video, admitting she's responsible for lack of National Guard on January 6th. But again, it's her responsibility to have the National Guard. And again, you can see the deep state players, what they do is they use smoke and mirrors here. So, yes, this video was put out. However, the Oversight Committee got it. It was put out there and it was filmed on purpose to say, okay, Nancy Pelosi, she was responsibility, but she was responsible for it, but she really didn't know about anything else. So yeah, she looks like she's in the clear and it's okay. But on the other side, in the background, is the gigantic cover-up, all the emails, all the texts, and everything else. They want you looking over here where people say, okay, I get it. She thought the National Guard was coming. It is her responsibility. So okay, she didn't really know what was really going on. But again, she's covering up her real crime. Patriots Are in Control put this out and said, Nancy and the fake news lied again. Trump told us from the very beginning, and he's pointing to all the articles from then. Pelosi did not block the National Guard from the Capitol on January 6th. And this is from CNN Politics. Fact-checking Representative Jordan's claim that Speaker Pelosi was responsible for U.S. Capitol security on January 6th. The Hill, AP fact-check, rates GOP claim Pelosi blocked National Guard on January 6th false. Now, New York Post, Nancy Pelosi says, I take responsibility for not having National Guard at the Capitol on January 6th in video shot by her own daughter. So basically, she's admitting that, yes, she was responsible for the Capitol, but she's not admitting that she rejected the National Guard. Scott Adams put this out and said, I'd say this clears Pelosi of intentionally creating a January 6th insurrection crisis. Here's she's taking blame and she's upset for not having sufficient security. Now, I do believe this was the act. This is what they wanted to put out there on video because she's covering up everything else. Now, remember, she's not the only one involved in all of this. This is what Scott Adams put out, my current hypothesis. General Milley is a dumb guy who believed the Democrat narratives about Trump being Orange Hitler. Witnesses confirm he was having that hallucination. Trump called him an effing idiot. Milley was afraid the National Guard would side with the protesters, so he kept them out of the game. Also confirmed, isn't Milley the guy who looked for a hidden white supremacist in the military and found basically nothing? His hallucinations are public information. January 6th violence was a failure by Pelosi, she is admitting here, and a bigger one by Milley. Result, Democrats framed and jailed January 6th protesters after creating an attractive target of a thinly defended Capitol in the context of contentious election outcome. Pure incompetence followed by intentional evil. Right again, separately, I speculate Pelosi was worried about getting hanged that day because she could tell the election was obviously rigged, too many irregularities, and I assumed everyone else could see it too. Then the media brainwashers erased that part of the history and told us we can know the election was fair because professional liars said so. Now, I do believe Nancy Pelosi is using this documentary as a cover story. We'll explain why a little bit later. But I do believe he's right on the mark with all the other players. Julie Kelly put this out and said, Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy, reportedly a Mark Milley loyalist, was the DOD official responsible for authorizing deployment of National Guard on January 6th. He was MIA as DC National Guard General William Walker and his team tried to reach him the afternoon of January 6th so Walker could send his troops stationed at the Armory since 6 a.m., according to one of my sources, to the Capitol. But McCarthy was fielding calls from reporters and lawmakers, including Schumer, a terrible actor, by the way, and Pelosi. And he oddly was with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser prepping for a press conference that afternoon. He finally authorized use of guardsmen after 5 p.m. Most of the violence had ended by then. Joe Biden had already declared the protest an insurrection. Now, again, this is how they try to convince the people the insurrection was against Joe Biden. He wasn't the sitting president. That's why he didn't come out and say, go home peacefully like Trump did. That's why they hid his tweet, because he was the president, the sitting president of the United States. The election wasn't certified. Plus, Biden wasn't even inaugurated. So all of that is one gigantic lie. Julie Kelly then put this out and said, Pelosi's security chief repeatedly resisted pleas by USCP chief son for National Guardsmen. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy, who had been in cahoots with Milley before January 6th, did not authorize deployment of D.C. National Guard until after 5 p.m. Now, once again, Chief Stephen's son, he is surprised we didn't have National Guard on January 6th. And he said, I was denied National Guard support multiple times before January 6th and repeatedly for 71 minutes on January 6th. He goes, my story has not changed no matter what Pelosi says. Think about this for a second. Plus, Jack Poso put this out and said, General Milley was in direct communication with Susan Rice in the lead up to January 6th, Obama's national security advisor, and the person who unmasked General Flynn. So, yes, this was a coordinated effort. And what did they do? They made sure that it looked like the Trump supporters were having an insurrection against Joe Biden, who wasn't a president. Because, again, the election results were not certified. Trump was the actual president at the time. And if you go back to September 17, 2023, Trump interview with MSNBC. And Trump claimed he requested the National Guard, which he did. Pelosi denied it, which was confirmed by Capitol Chief Police Stephen Sund. So it was denied to him. And if you listen to Trump on this video, Nancy Pelosi turned down 10,000 soldiers. She turned them down. The mayor turned them down. And what happened to the emails? What happened to everything? They got rid of them. Pelosi is covering her tracks. Take a listen to Trump.
Saying that she turns it down.
You,
by the way,
on that day,
Nancy Pelosi, I don't have, why would I tell you that? Listen, Nancy Pelosi was in charge of security. She turned down 10,000 soldiers. If she didn't turn down the soldiers, you wouldn't have had January 6th.
Did you call military or law enforcement?
What?
Did you call military or law enforcement at the moment the Capitol was under attack?
I'm not
going
to tell you anything. Let me put it this way. I behaved so well. I did such a good job. Nancy Pelosi turned down 10,000 soldiers. If she didn't do that,
but and now Nancy I understand. Pelosi doesn't have the
I understand
authority
that
the you
police
have
testified against.
Chief,
listen to me, Kristen. Listen to me. I understand that the police testified against her. The chief very strongly against her. Capitol Police, great people. They testified against her, and they burned all the evidence. Okay, they burned all the evidence. They destroyed all the evidence about Nancy Pelosi.
What do you say to people who wonder why you as commander-in-chief, you have authorities that Nancy Pelosi doesn't have as commander-in-chief?
No, she has authority over
the
Capitol.
Why didn't you send help in that moment, though?
Frankly, just so you understand, I assumed that she took care of it. She turned down...
So when you realized that the National Guard wasn't coming?
Well, you don't realize anything until quite a while. National Guard not coming. I asked it to be there 3 days in advance, and she turned it down.
She says that request was never officially made.
Oh,
just
stop
so
it.
You know.
Let me just tell you.
Let me ask you about pardons,
President. The mayor of D.C. gave us a letter saying that she turns it down. Okay, we have it. Nancy Pelosi also was asked, and she turned it down. The police commissioner
I'm talking
of
about
Capitol
the day
Police.
Of
wait a minute.
Yep.
Capitol Police said that he wanted it, and Nancy Pelosi wouldn't accept it. She's responsible for January 6th.
Mr. President.
Nancy Pelosi's responsible.
Mr. President, you're the president, though. You
refused to interview
You have authorities
her.
That no one else has as the commander-in-chief. Do you think you showed leadership on that?
Yes, absolutely, I did.
Okay.
So basically what these individuals do, just like with the Bidens, put out a small story to hide the bigger story, to basically distract everyone and have them look over here while you hide the real evidence. And that's exactly what they're doing. And Representative Loudermilk, he said the following. He says, while a current Congress can't retract what a previous Congress has put on record, his committee is looking into options that would push back on the Democrat-led January 6th committee's narrative about the Capitol protests. Their original January 6th committee's report was biased, and it was a political hack job, and the American people in the history books should not take this as any factual account of what happened that day, he says. And he's absolutely right. And you have to ask a simple question. Why did the January 6th committee delete their records? Why did they get rid of all of it? Because they're covering that all up. That's what always gets you in the end. Now, do you really think everything that they had is deleted? Absolutely not. I do believe the military intelligence, they've been tracking and recording all of this. And everything that they say is deleted is not deleted. Now, what's very interesting is you can see the deep state players, they are definitely now going after Trump's businesses like they've been doing before. And since they're saying that he's a convicted felon, they're trying to get rid of his gun license and they're trying to get rid of his liquor licenses at the golf clubs. And they're trying to get rid of it in New Jersey. Now, once again, this company can be then passed on to Eric Trump, and this has nothing to do with President Trump. So, yes, they're going to try to do whatever they possibly can to destroy his businesses, because that's the main goal. Destroy the man. That's what they're really trying to do. But you can see the deep state players, they're having a major problem with Biden. Every day that passes, people see that all of a sudden, his dementia is getting worse. Remember, we said this a long time ago, that this was going to accelerate. Now, he was partaking in this Juneteenth celebration, and all of a sudden, he glitched out, almost like Glitch Mitch. He froze up, and he just stood there. In another case, he mumbled words. Nobody could understand what he was saying. And you see this over and over and over. And I do believe this is really going to accelerate as we get closer and closer to the DNC convention where they actually nominate someone. And at that point, everyone's going to see that he cannot function. And once he becomes the nominee, that's when it's really going to go, you know, overboard, where everyone is going to see it. They're going to allow everyone to see it so he can step down. Now, if he doesn't step down, they'll take him out with the 25th Amendment and they will bring in their change of batter. Now, I do believe it's going to be Michelle Obama, because again, Obama's running the whole thing. Why would you want a wild card in there and try to control that person? No, you would want someone that is close to you. You would want someone that would listen to you. Now, again, if they take Biden out with the 25th Amendment, you have Kamala Harris. So he has control over Kamala Harris. The next person, he needs someone that he can have control over. This is why they've been trying to push everyone out. So I do believe it most likely will be Michelle, but let's see how this all plays out. But the people of this country, they realize that Biden is getting worse. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, do you feel like over time, resident Joe Biden is getting less and less mentally sharp? All voters, 57% say yes, 34% say no. So most voters think Biden's mental decline is real, and it is real, and it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is as we approach war, the deep state players, they're trying to make it seem like that Trump is against the military, he hates the military. And of course, Biden is using that entire fake idea that he called the military. And I'm talking about Trump, suckers and losers. Now, this has been debunked, but you could see that they're trying to use this and they keep repeating it over and over and over. Just like very fine people drinking bleach. All of these are hoaxes. And Trump, he actually countered all of this with a video that says Biden hates the military. Take a listen.
The president reportedly said, and I emphasize reportedly said, that those who sign up to serve instead of doing something more lucrative are suckers.
I want to address what is quite clearly fake news. The story in The Atlantic has been categorically debunked by eyewitnesses and contemporaneous documents.
There is nobody that feels more strongly about our soldiers, our wounded warriors, our soldiers that died in war than I do.
He cares about this country. More importantly to me, he cares about my son. He cares about the military.
He's been so caring to me and my family.
And two, I appointed Johnson to the academy. I just want you to know that. Just clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Well, now come these upsetting images of hundreds of troops sleeping on the floor of a parking garage. And if this makes your blood boil, you are not alone.
President Biden facing backlash for what critics are calling a lack of respect after walking out on a distinguished veteran during a Medal of Honor ceremony at the White House.
In reference to the checking of his watch, that didn't happen just once. That happened on every single one that came out of that airplane.
I actually leaned into my son's mother's ear and I said, I swear to God, if he checks his watch one more time, and that was only probably four times in, I couldn't look at him anymore after that. I found it to be the most disrespectful thing I've ever seen.
President Biden, he's often called the consoler in chief. He does talk to families who've lost loved ones because of his own experiences. Have you experienced that from him as you've been coping with the death of the
boy? No.
Have you spoken to him?
No.
He has not reached out to our family. We've actually reached out to the White House and have never heard back.
2 minutes later, he walks in with him and Jill Biden and their little entourage of people and like photographer. And right away, like, remember him coming up to me, trying to shake my hand, like, try to shake my right hand, and I look at him, and I'm like, I don't have an arm, and my left arm is in this big cast with this giant orange foam block around it. I completely immobile. All I can do is move my head. My arm's gone. I'm like, I don't have an arm, and he says, oh, and like, kind of stands up, and then like goes over to reach for my fingers because about an inch of my fingers are showing, and just like grabs my fingers. Doesn't greet me or anything, just that's what happened. Just grab my fingers. Almost immediately starts talking like about how their son served in the military. Doesn't say anything about what happened. starts talking about how their son served in the military. And my mom is just like, she's furious at this point. And they're like taking pictures and stuff. And she goes, she was like, my mom said this, she was like, I don't give a f-. Say, I don't care what you guys f-ing do. She's like, you better take care of him for the rest of his f-ing life. And he comes over to me and he leans over me. And I have a picture of this to prove it. I'll show you this picture that I have. And he leans over me and he's like this close to my face. And he's like, what do you want?
And I said, what do you want?
I said, what? He said, what do you want? And I'm just like confused, and I just got blown up. I just fucking saw my friends die next to me, and like, I just want to be myself.
We have a president who does not understand those solemn moments. He is a master at capturing the anger of the American people, but he is not skilled at capturing the hearts and the minds and the souls of the American people.
Now, again, you have to remember, we are approaching war, and they're trying to make it seem like Trump hates the military, because when he's calling for peace, and he says he knows all the players, they are trying to convince everyone that he hates the military, that he can have peace, that Biden's for the military. But actually, it's the opposite way. And we know that Trump wants peace. Biden wants war. Or if Kamala is in that position, she wants war, which really means Obama wants war, which really means Soros and all the unelected people. They want war. So as war approaches, they're trying to bring this up. But again, in the end, all of this is going to fail. The military is on Trump's side. The military people know this, and eventually they're going to have to follow their oath. And we were told this, that the military will have to follow their oath. They will have to protect this country from domestic and foreign enemies. And you're going to see the military move to the side of Trump in the end. And the people will be on the side of Trump, which means the counterinsurgency is complete. But you could see every day that passes, we're getting more stories about cyber attacks. There was a cyber attack which disrupted Cleveland City Hall operations, and the operation of Cleveland City Hall have been shut down following this cyber attack. No information regarding the system affected by the intrusion. They don't know who did it. But this comes after an attack in the city of Pensacola, Florida, where they had their data stolen. And this was a ransomware attack there. And a lot of the stories, it comes out that there are Russian cyber attacks. So when you start to put all this together and you start to see that, hey, there was going to be a Russian Islamic State team with a bomb in this country, you're seeing the cyber attacks. They, of course, going to point it towards Russia. You could see what they're doing right now. They're building the narrative, and they're going to continue to do this throughout the summer. But again, as we approach the presidential election, yes, it's going to get very chaotic. We're going to see riots. We're going to see those foot soldiers try to scare us on the streets. You're going to see events in this country. They're going to build up the narrative that we're going to war because we were attacked. And I do believe in the end, they're going to delay the election. Now, I do believe this is all part of Trump and the Patriots' plan. Number one, to wake people up. Number two, to make sure that we don't use their system during the elections, we use paper, and to show the rest of the people why the borders must be closed. So everything that they're going to try to do is going to backfire on them, just like everything else. And I do believe in the end, when Trump has the people and he has the military, which he already has, the counterinsurgency will be complete, and the deep state, they will then be the hunted. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.